inspiring, and encouraging radio station.
Show. I'm Mike Glover. Today in the city, LaNasia Tyson tells me why she goes so hard in her performances.
Mike, I'm gonna be honest. I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I've been through a whole lot.
We were introduced to Titus Shower singing with his siblings, The Showers. Today, he tells me what happened to the family group.
They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music.
Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. Coming up next.
Plus, Rick Dorn is playing Name My Name, and Ernest Pugh is playing Name My Tune. Oh, yeah, I am really excited about today in the city, and I have the perfect person here to get the show started. Ruth LaAntra, how are you doing?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm good. And thank you so much for asking. You know, I've always been taught when someone asks you how you're doing, you always ask how they're doing. And people just don't do that these days.
Ruth. Listen, Daddy taught me well.
I know that's right. Well, are you ready to get this show started so I can play your brand new single?
Yes.
Cool. Well, tell everybody where you're hanging out while I get it.
Hey, everybody. This is your girl, Ruth LaAntra, and I'm in the city with my brother, Mike Glover.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruth LaAntra.
Boy, I just can't thank you enough for all you have done.
Sing you the simple song. Hey, everybody, I'm Richard Davis, and I'm in the city with my friend, Mike Glover.
In the city, it is really tough to hear a LaNasia Tyson song and just sit there. And it's not just a great sound, the lyrics are just as powerful. And as much as the music affects the listeners, it also affects LaNasia. So now, LaNasia, I've seen your performances and you go all the way in every single time. And I think I know the answer to this, but tell me, why do you go so hard when you're on the stage?
For me, it's always been music and the passion that I have. I mean, because, Mike, I'm be honest, I've been through a lot in my life. You know, I've been through a whole lot. My virginity was taken from me at the age of 9 till I was 12. And once I succumbed that, you know, the doctor told me I was never going to have kids. I was too damaged. But my grandmother, who didn't sweep anything under the rug, encouraged, motivated, answered every question I had, took me to the doctor. I was okay. And God is blessed. I got married, have 3 beautiful, talented children of my own. And with that, I pride myself in being an example of no matter what you're going through, give God praise. And don't ever give God no shortcoming praise. Give him your best praise because he alone is worthy. Like, nobody can help you get through the stuff that we get through in life. And some people, I feel like we kind of forget. But for me, everybody look at me and say, "Ooh, when you up there singing, you look like you're having so much fun." I am, because you don't know my story. All the things that I've been through, you know? So I make sure that whenever I get an opportunity that I spread the message that God is a deliverer, he's a healer, he's a sustainer, and I make sure I have fun giving God praise.
Oh yes, sis, nothing else to be said. Let's do one of those make you move songs. This is Praise Party. My girl, Lanasia Tyson, is in the city.
Hey, let me tell you what to do when the devil starts bugging you. Just put where he's meant to be.
Tyson is in the city. Melvin Crispell III, man, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing great now that I have the amazing MC3 on the line.
Ah, yes, sir.
Oh, man, but seriously, bro, I appreciate you taking a minute for me today.
No, man, thank you so much for having me. The pleasure's all mine.
All right, cool. Well, tell everybody where you're hanging out today, and let's do this single.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Melvin Crispell III, and I'm in the city with my boy, Mike Glove.
Yo, MVP! Let's go!
Never known you to fail. you remain the same, and wonderful is your name. All of my life, I've never known you to fail. You remain the same, and wonderful is your name.
To Titus Showers singing with his siblings, the Showers. But today, he tells me what happened to the family group.
They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music.
Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business, I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Pamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
Plus, Ernest Pugh is playing Name My Tune, and I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I mean, up next.
But up next, Rick Dorn is in the house, and he's going to try his skills at Name My Name. I'm Mike Glover, and you're in the city.
In the city with Mike Glover. Mike Glover, the city.
Anybody on defense? No. Just wanted to check I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. The golden rule. We're all encouraged to live our lives by a certain set of rules. They're often referred to as regulations or principles that are in place to help guide our daily experiences. But there's one rule in particular which has stood alone and stood the test of time and has earned the title the Golden Rule. Let me explain what that means. Come with me to the book of Luke, the 6th chapter, and verse number 31. Here's how it reads. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Today, make a new commitment to follow the Golden Rule. Let's pray. Dear Lord, may your word serve as our guide as we seek to live a life committed to do good by others. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, the pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Another old song. At the cross.
Yeah.
to the city, America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. It's time to play Name My Name, and today's artist is Rick Dorn. So here's how we play this game, Rick. I'm going to give you 60 seconds on the clock. In that 60 seconds, I'll describe famous people with the name Rick. And this can be their first name, their last name, their legal name, even a nickname from a character movie or show com. And all you have to do is tell me exactly who I'm describing. All right, Rick, are you ready for this?
All right.
All right, cool. And 60 seconds on the clock, please. And go. All right, here we go, Rick. This first one is a comedian and the syndicated morning radio show host.
Ricky Smiley.
Oh, yeah, we're off to a good start here, Rick. All right, this next one is a 1950s television star who owned a nightclub and he loved Lucy.
Ricky Ricardo.
All right, Rick. Okay, let's ramp it up just a little bit. This is a 1980s talk show host known for losing weight and gaining weight and losing weight. Yeah, she also did some acting in some of those, like, B movies.
Ricky Lake. Oh, yes. Ricky Lake.
Yeah, there it is.
Did she cook as well?
I don't know, but that might explain why she kept losing weight and gaining weight and losing weight and gaining weight.
Eat your own cookie.
Yep, that'll do it. All right, here's a 1980s R&B singer. Man, was he cold-blooded.
Oh, man. She's a favorite.
Don't you do it, Rick. Don't you do it.
That's Rick James.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's a loser.
Rick.
I almost said it.
Oh, man. We better end this before we get pulled off the air. Yeah. All right. This is a retired NBA basketball player turned actor, was married to Miss America.
Rick. Come on. Rick. Fox.
Boom. Yes, sir, my friend. Well played. And thanks for playing along. Let's do your brand new single. This is Recorded Done. My friend, Rick Dorn, is in the city.
I'm not gonna worry about it. I put it in your hands, and I say to you, I'm not gonna worry no more. It's done.
It's done.
I'm claiming my victory. I know I've already won. I'm casting all my cares, and I'm leaving with you. I know you see me.
cause he's Jehovah Jireh. Say,
I know the Lord will make a way for me.
He's a way maker, miracle worker.
I know the Lord,
he is working it out, working.
What's up, everybody? This is Nosa.
This is your boy, Jamie. Yo, this is Carl, and we're TWB. And we're in the city with Mike Glover.
Right now, I'm burdened and hurt inside. I need you.
Yeah,
come through for me. Right now, I'm crying and tears in my eyes. I need you to come.
Carolina and ignite your spirit at the Community Unity Fun Festival and Walk. Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right in the soul of Columbia, South Carolina. It's not just an event, it's a movement of togetherness, fun, and entertainment. Kick off the day with purpose at the Wear Orange Walk, led by Moms Demand Action in honor of National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at Antioch Baptist Church, 5715 Coon Road in Columbia, South Carolina. Registration begins at 8 a.m., so come early, lace up, and get ready to walk a mile with heart. Conclude your journey at Bethlehem Baptist Church, 1028 Eastman Street in Columbia. From 10 a.m. onwards, immerse yourself in a whirlwind of live entertainment featuring gospel sensation Kalante Gavin.
This ain't no ordinary words.
The smooth sounds of Just Us Jazz Ensemble, and many more. The day is packed for activities for all ages, including a vibrant children's area and resource fair that connects you with invaluable community services. Teenagers, get ready to be inspired at the Teen Talk with influencer and pastor Chandler Bailey. Oh, and yes, there's free food and parking, making it easier for everyone to enjoy the day. All of this is brought to you by the Wiley Kennedy Foundation, Richland County, the Bethlehem Baptist Church, Serve and Connect, Moms Demand Action, the BBC Community Development Corporation, and many more. So, don't miss this day packed with fun, food, and advocacy. Be there to make a difference in your community. Be there to celebrate. Be there for each other. For more information, call 803-704-4149. Join us as we strengthen our community one step, one smile, one song at a time.
This ain't no ordinary.
with so many things in the world today, you know. This thing is global. We're talking about hatred and viruses and, you know, brutality and young folks losing their life, but we still got to take a stand. We got to pray and come together, y'all. Said I need some help. Can I get in my pastor's church, just politician?
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. I met my friend Titus Showers when he sang the national anthem in the Black National Anthem at an Oklahoma City Thunder game. And let me tell you, the brother killed it. Now, I had heard his music before, but on that night, it was on a different level. So now, Titus, most of us were introduced to you singing with your siblings as the Showers, and you guys were blowing up gospel music. But then, it was just you. What happened to the family group?
Oh, man, we still, you know, family. We love each other tremendously. All of my sisters and brothers, in some sense or form, have their own businesses. They all are married. My sisters wanted to be home with their husbands and take care of their businesses. And my brothers also wanted to be home with their wives, take care of their businesses. My oldest brother is a pastor, so he had to stop singing and pretty much focus on his ministry. And then the reins fell on me, like, tight, you can handle it. And so it was no animosity, it was no beef or anything. They are my biggest supporters, and they wanted me to focus on the music. And at the same time, I work for the family businesses, and that keeps me with a 9-to-5 at the same time. So it's a blessing on both ends. I can travel and minister flexibly, and I can also work for my family businesses. So we're still together. They're my biggest supporters, and that's where the family dynamic stands right now.
Thanks, Titus. Let's do the single. This is Name On It. My brother, Titus Showers, is in the city.
Got my Yo, what's up, beautiful people? This is your boy, Kirk Franklin, and I'm in the city with my man, Mike Glover. Go.
Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to love and see each other the way you love and see us. Come on.
My heart is always longed for something more. I search the stars to knock on heaven's door. Creation groans for God to be revealed. Every wound we carry will be healed. My eyes on the sun, Lord, your will be done.
Time is the kingdom.
City. Okay, it's time. Hit the music. Let's play Name My Tune with Ernest Pugh. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There it is. There it is. All right, Ernest. So here's how we play this game. I'm going to give you some lyrics to some songs. Your songs, by the way. And then all you have to do is tell me the title of the song. Sound easy enough for you?
Perfect.
Yeah, perfect for you, Ernest. Because you'd be going back 20 years and grabbing songs and redoing them.
I'm going to try my best.
All right, man. We'll start easy. Let your glory fill this place.
Ryan Owens.
Yep, Ernest, we're off to a good start here. Okay, less of me, more of thee is what I need.
I need your glory.
Oh, yeah. This game may be a little too easy for you, Ernest Pugh.
I said, so far, so good.
Oh, yeah, man, you're killing it at this game. You are killing it. All right, God came to rescue me just like he said he would.
For my good.
Look at my man killing it at this game. Okay, what about this one? Though I drive a fancy car, live in a nice home.
Trade it all.
Mm-hmm, just way too easy, way too easy. All right, what about this one? He deserves glory, he deserves honor.
For he is the great I am.
Okay, really? You're just going to sing the answers with the song, Ernest? You're just going to sing with this? Okay, one more. These hands I'll raise, this voice will praise.
Oh, I need him to breathe.
Yes, sir, Ernest. Well played, my friend. And thanks for playing along. Let's do your brand new single, This Is God Did It. Ernest Pugh is in the city.
Listen, everything that happened
to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Listen. Pick me up. Turn me around. Place my feet on higher ground. And everything that happened to me that was good, God did. Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Hey. Everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, everything that happened to me that was good, God did it.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Guess what? Once we're lost in a world of sin, but Jesus came in to me. And everything that happened to me that was good, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
Hey, I said, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
I said, God did.
God did.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes, he did.
I went to a doctor. They couldn't heal me.
Oh, yes,
went to a counselor. They couldn't tell me.
Number one, but you're gonna want to stick around for hour number two. Angela Moss Poole is in the house, and she tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was gonna do business, I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler, and guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I'm in up next.
Yep, that's all next hour in the city.
City with Mike Glover. Gospel news interview. Mike Glover, the city.
Come on, Shabbat. Here we go.
He can do what's no other, what's no other power can do.
Come on, say, if you only.
If you only.
Yeah.
Trust and believe in his word, for all of his promises, they are true.
Come on, declare for all power in heaven and earth.
Soul food.
Time to rejoice.
Time
rejoice.
To rejoice.
rejoice.
I will keep you in
perfect peace.
All whose mind is
shade on thee.
I will keep you in.
Yeah.
America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. This hour in the city, Angela Moss Poole tells me what happened to make her finally pursue her music.
And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree.
Tamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
And I'm putting Myron Butler in the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. Coming up next,
my friend Trevon Perry is here to get this hour started. Trevon, man, how are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm ready to get the show on the road, man, with my brother, Mike Glover. I'm finally glad to be here with you guys, man.
Well, I've got the single ready, so tell everybody where you're hanging out today.
This is your boy, Trevon Perry, and I'm here rocking with my boy, Mike Glover, from the city.
Everything's gonna be alright.
I got a feeling that everything's gonna be alright.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
He promised in his word he will take care of me.
He promised in his word that he will take care of me.
So I'm gonna stand still to see his glory in me.
So I'm gonna stand still and see his glory in me.
In a pandemic age, dealing with the ramifications of social injustice all across this globe, I yet still choose to believe that things will work out just fine. Woo.
All right.
It's working.
All right.
Together.
All right.
For the good.
All right.
Of them.
All right.
Who love God.
All right.
Everybody, this is your man Fred Hammond. I'm in the city with my man Mike Glover right here. Lock, oh yeah.
Yes, my heart is full of gratitude. So many things, Lord, that I want to say to you. Cause you're so worthy of all the glory. Come on, let's lift him up, yeah. Every servant. As they cry out, love. constantly cover me with your love.
In the city, my friend Angela Moss Poole literally did everything she could to avoid her calling in gospel music. I mean, my girl went to the extreme of getting her doctorate degree in accounting, trying not to pursue this music. So now, Angela, this is crazy. So what happened to make you finally move forward in music?
And I'll tell you the truth, it was Fred Durkins that changed my mind. Because growing up, my mother used to always make me sing, and I hated it. I was deathly afraid of people staring at me and being judged on stage. I would just hate to sing in public. And I would say, well, I guess I could sing, and but I'll do something else. I'll study acting. I'll be a speaker. Or I'll just be smart. I'll be good at math, and I'll do something else. And so I had in my mind I was going to do business. I would be an accountant, which I became a CPA, got my doctorate degree. I was going to do all these other things besides singing in front of people. I'll write behind the scenes. you know, but I just was not determined to sing in front of people. And I was shopping some songs in a meeting that my husband set up with Fred Jerkins about 3 years ago, and letting him hear songs that I was shopping for other people. So I was saying to him, here's a demo singer, you know, demoing a song that I had in mind, say, for Mary Mary or Yolanda Adams or Pamela Mann. And about halfway through, he said, what are you doing? Why are you singing? Like, who are these demo singers? Like, what are you doing? You need to be singing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get you on the radio. You have 30 days. Get a cover designed. And that first song was You Deserve, which we released in 2019. That song made number 7 on the Gospel Indicator Billboard chart.
Yep, and now you have this song, My Help, that has absolutely taken over gospel music. This is one of my favorite songs. I mean, this song takes me there every single time. My friend, Angela Moss Poole, with Micah Stampley, is in the city.
I will lift up my eyes to the hills, strong winds calm in my help. My help comes from the Lord. He will not sleep nor slumber, my foot will not stumble. My help comes from the Lord.
Sanders is blowing up gospel music, and let me tell you, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Oh man, thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
Oh yeah, my man, and this single is blowing up. I tell you what, I've got it ready, so tell everybody where you're hanging out today.
Hey everybody, it's your boy Lamont Sanders. I'm in the city with Mike Glover.
There were times when I wanted to give up on you, believed you were there, but I couldn't feel you. Then you stepped in, you came to see me through. You never left me, even Even though I made my share of mistakes, I never paid the price that I should have paid. You never left me, nor did you forsake me. Lord, you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan and I gave up and ran, you kept me. When I was sick in my quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, he didn't give you a chance, you kept me. Said I've been in church all of my life. I didn't learn your word, but how to disguise. I try to look good in other people's eyes.
But you still kept me.
Because of your love, I'm running back to you. Because of your grace, I wanna say thank you. Lord, you're so faithful, and I'm so grateful that you never gave up on me. When I avoided your plan, and when you kept me, when I was sinking like quicksand, Lord, you threw out your hand, you kept me. When I trusted in man, didn't give you a chance, you kept me. You kept me. You kept me. Said he's able to keep us from falling, and he'll present us falling.
She got from Tyler Perry to give her the confidence she needed to act.
He said, if you're acting, it's wrong.
But up next, let's go, Myron Butler. We've talked about this way too long. It's time for you to get into the hot seat.
What up, everybody? It's Myron Butler. And guess what? I'm in the hot seat. I'm in up next.
Yep, stick close.
In the city with Mike Glover. Mike Glover, the city.
I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement. The unexpected. When was the last time something positive happened to you? It seemed unlikely, unforeseen, surprising, not expected. There's no need for you to explain, but don't dismiss that moment as run-of-the-mill. We should live our daily lives expecting the unexpected. Here's what comes to mind. Check out the book of Ephesians, the first chapter and verse number 3. It goes like this. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Today, don't look now. God is about to do the unexpected in your life. I'm Dr. Tim Tootin, pastor and founder of Harvest Christian Ministries, and I'm planting seeds of encouragement.
Come on, clap your hands and give the Lord some praise.
Okay.
want to tell you a little story. There was an old mother who lived in New Orleans who was displaced by Hurricane Katrina. She lost everything that she had, her home, car, family. And when they evacuated her, they sent her to a shelter between New Orleans and Baton Rouge. And while she sat there on a cot that they had provided for her, she had been without food and water and the necessities, and she began to cry. She started to shed tears. But while she was crying, she thought on the goodness of the Lord. And she started singing this little song. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on, help me say that. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I need some help.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice and say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Come on. Jesus, Jesus. Well, a young man walked up to her and said, Mother, why are you calling on Jesus? Shouldn't you be calling on FEMA? Shouldn't you be calling on the Red Cross, Salvation Army? Or better yet, shouldn't you be calling on President Bush and Cheney and those? And she said, son, you don't understand. There's a reason why I'm calling on that name. Because that's the name that's above every name. And she said, there's a reason why I'm calling on that name, Jesus. And you know what she told that young boy? She said, come here, let me tell you why I call on that name. Savior, Savior, Savior. Come on, help me say that.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Anybody know him as the Savior?
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Come on, help me say Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Everybody lift your voice. Savior. Oh, he's a Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name? Yeah.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Well, about that time, the paramedics was rushing by with a stretcher. They had an old man on the stretcher that had a seizure because he couldn't get his medication and his prescription. And she stopped him and said, where are you taking this man? They said, we're trying to get him over to the triage unit and get him some medical attention. She said, let me look at him. And while she was looking at the old man, a young girl came up with a baby in her arm, and the baby had a fever. She said,
America's musical soul food.
America's musical soul food.
Time to rejoice.
Rejoice.
Welcome back to the city, America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Now's the time in the show that I take a gospel artist and I find out some pretty personal information about them. I call it the hot seat, and this week's artist is none other than Myron Butler. Hope you're ready, Myron, because you are now in the hot seat. All right, here we go. We'll start off easy. My favorite color?
Blue.
Okay, cool. And your favorite food?
Seafood.
Oh, Lordy, yes. But that's kind of vague, Myron. What kind of seafood are we having?
Oh, okay. Shrimp and grits.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Myron, we got to move on. We got to move on because I will end this interview right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Your favorite television show?
Law and Order.
All right, cool. And your favorite movie?
The Bourne Identity series. The whole series.
Oh, wow. The whole series?
Yeah.
Okay, your favorite sports team?
Oh, Lakers.
Oh, wow. Now, I was not expecting that. I was expecting you to say the Cowboys.
Yeah.
You kind of got me on that one. Okay. I can sit and eat a whole bag or a box of what at one time?
Ooh, I'll give you two. Hot Cheetos or Starburst candy.
Ooh, yeah, Myron. Now, I can go with them Cheetos, but I don't eat the hot ones, mainly because I can't eat them fast enough.
I can eat a whole bag, and if you give me a whole pack of Starburst, I will eat the whole pack in one sitting.
Okay, now, Myron, what's the favorite flavor? The orange, the strawberry, the cherry?
Well, no. See, that's my wife. My wife and my kids have a favorite color. I eat them all.
Oh, wow, Myron. Not all of them.
They're all.
Wow.
Yeah, my wife is like, oh, just pick out the red ones or the pink ones. I'm like, no, I want all of them.
All right. So when Myron Butler comes to town, you got to have the big bag of Starburst. Not the little package, the big industrial size.
That's what you got to have when I come.
All right, Myron. Okay, people would be surprised to know I really enjoy doing what?
Oh, people would really be surprised to know that I enjoy riding on the water or riding close to water.
Okay, so like driving around a lake?
Yep, like driving around the lake. That's one of the most peaceful things that I do.
Okay, and then what was your first car?
My first car was a Nissan, a red Nissan pickup truck.
Oh, my. Okay. And so what kind of condition was the red Nissan truck in?
Used, beat up. I had to pop the hood sometimes to get it to start. But listen, I loved that truck.
Oh, yeah. But you was moving, Myron. You was moving, right?
Look here. Literally and figuratively, because whenever you have a truck, you always either you going to move or you going to help somebody move.
Uh-huh. Now, that's why I don't have a truck today, because folks will wear you out, especially church folks.
Yeah, can you help me move this couch? Can you help me move this? If you have a truck, you will always get that.
Yeah. We better move on before I get a little upset about that. That's a soft spot with me. Okay, Myron, what was your first job?
Wow. My first job was at CCBY Yogurt.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I remember them.
See, I don't even know if they have those anymore.
Wow. I'm trying to think, Myron. I'm not sure if they do or not.
Yeah. Like, that was the first one. And then after that, I worked at Limpy Submarine Sub Sandwich Shop.
Ah, the humble beginnings of gospel superstar Myron Butler. Yes, sir. All right, Myron, one more. What's your favorite hymn of the church?
Oh, my favorite hymn is, I know it seems funny that this would be, but it would have to be My Tribute to God Be the Glory.
Oh, yeah. Well played, my friend, and thanks for playing along. Let's do your version of that song, My Testimony to God Be the Glory. Myron Butler is in the city.
How can I say thanks for the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee, to God.
because up next, Pamela Mann tells me the acting advice she got from...
Step into the heart of South Carolina and ignite your spirit at the Community Unity Fun Festival and Walk. Saturday, June 8th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. right in the soul of Columbia, South Carolina. It's not just an event, it's a movement of togetherness, fun, and entertainment. Kick off the day with purpose at the Wear Orange Walk, led by Moms Demand Action in honor of National Gun Violence Awareness Day. The walk begins at 9 a.m. at Antioch Baptist Church, 5715 Coon Road in Columbia, South Carolina. Registration begins at 8 a.m., so come early, lace up, and get ready to walk a mile with heart. Conclude your journey at Bethlehem Baptist Church, 1028 Eastman Street in Columbia. From 10 a.m. onwards, immerse yourself in a whirlwind of live entertainment featuring gospel sensation Kalante Gavin.
This ain't no ordinary worship.
The smooth sounds of Just Us Jazz Ensemble, and many more. The day is packed for activities for all ages, including a vibrant children's area and resource fair that connects you with invaluable community services. Teenagers, get ready to be inspired at the Teen Talk with influencer and pastor Chandler Bailey. Oh, and yes, there's free food and parking, making it easier for everyone to enjoy the day. All of this is brought to you by the Wiley Kennedy Foundation, Richland County, the Bethlehem Baptist Church, Serve and Connect, Moms Demand Action, the BBC Community Development Corporation, and many more. So don't miss this day packed with fun, food, and advocacy. Be there to make a difference in your community. Be there to celebrate. Be there for each other. For more information, call 803-704-4149. Join us as we strengthen our community one step, one smile, one song at a time.
God has come to restore souls. My sister Leandria is going to help me with this one. Share your story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Sometimes we are our worst enemy.
Hurt me.
God, rescue us from ourselves.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir. Renew our mind.
Hurt me.
I know we should be finishing, but...
Officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
This is-
Welcome back to the City America's premier gospel music and entertainment radio show. I'm Mike Glover. Tamela Mann is absolutely incredible. From her days as a standout with Kirk Franklin and the Family to all the number one songs and now acting with Tyler Perry in his plays and movies. So now, Tamela, we are all so happy with your success. But I was really surprised that you never took acting classes or any of that. But you told me about some advice that Tyler gave to you that really helped you get over your fear.
You know, one thing, a point that Tyler gave all of us early on, he said, if you're acting, it's wrong. He said, take yourself to a natural place. I mean, you know, just how would you respond in the normal, and you know, just in your normal life, how would you respond? So each role that I get, I take it to that. I mean, I go, when I read the script or whatever, I'm like, well, how would I respond if this was happening to me right now? And that, to me, I think that's why everybody grabs hold to our characters, because we're all, it's like reality. I mean, you really, somebody is like this in everybody's family. So the people just, you know, took it to heart, and it's like, I can feel them. I feel where they're coming from, and I just really see, I really just see that's how it kind of went the way that it went. And people are liking the plays and the movies and all that, that it comes from a real place.
Yeah, Tamela, everything just really appears to come naturally for you, in your acting and in your music. Like with this current single, He Did It For Me, and he did do it for you, again. Tamela Mann is in the city.
Sitting here thinking about where I am now, and I'm where I'm supposed to be. In the middle of His will, I believe. I believe. Some people try to tell me I'm not worthy of my destiny. And you
Glover, and I'm in the city with Mike Glover.
Certainty in life is but a vapor. Today there seems to be, but tomorrow disappears. Some things I'm not clear about, but there's an anchor beyond a doubt. You're never far away, you're always near. People try to find a way to deny you, declaring you're a myth and not all real. I let them keep their arguments, because I have the evidence. I know the truth inside, it's you I feel. Oh,
sure as the sun. On you,
you'll be with me
always.
As the clouds arise,
sure as your love for me,
it's true.
I believe you when you say you'll be loving me always.
Oh, I am sure. I'm sure. You're the one who looks out for the sparrow. Tailor for the lilies of the field. You're the source for all there was and is. The future you will make it clear. And everything exists because you live.
The questions for today.
You are the answer. Broken hearts can come to you. You won't turn them away. Wiser than fortune or fate. You know every breath we take, and nothing can take us out of your hands. Oh,
sure as the sunrise, sure as the night falls,
I can always count on you.
You'll be with me.
Oh,
sure as the clouds arise,
I'm sure
as your love for me,
it's true.
I believe you when you say you'll be loving.
Sure as the moon glows at night,
you feel my love.
There's one thing I know in my heart,
it's warming up.
You will always be there.
Sure as the sun, sure as the night.
Yes, I'm sure.
I always count on you.
That you will be with me always. And yes, I'm sure.
Is in the city. Well, that's it. That's going to wrap up today's show. But before I go, I need to thank my guests, Lanesha Tyson, Rick Dorn, Pattis Showers, Angela Mosspool, Ernest Pugh, Myron Butler, and Tamela Mann. This show is a production of QIC Communications in conjunction with and distributed by Rejoice Musical Soul Food. Any re-airing or duplication without the expressed written consent of QIC Communications or Rejoice Musical Soul Food is strictly prohibited by copyright law. time in the city. James Mabel tells me when he knew God was calling him to do more with his music.
You know, to be honest, Mike, man, the phone just started ringing. You know, people started calling.
Kalante Gavin became a gospel superstar after his cafeteria singing video went viral. He tells me all about that time.
Man, the messages were crazy. I mean, even from across, I mean, all over the world. I mean, Japan.
Jonathan Nelson has some advice for someone wanting to get into gospel music.
You're going to have some bumps and some bruises along the way, which is okay.
Pastor Kim Burrell tells me the one accomplishment she's most proud of.
But I think what's most important about winning that award is that my sister was able to share the stage with me.
Plus, Angela Bennett is playing Name My Name. Donald Lawrence is playing Name My Tune. And I'm putting Melvin Crispell III in the hot seat.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Melvin Crispell III. And I am on the hot seat now.
Yeah, that's all next time in the city. Follow me on Facebook at the City Gospel Radio Show with Mike Glover. And then on Instagram at Mike Glover City. The 21st chapter of the book of Revelation describes heaven as a city with streets paved with gold. We pray that this city has brought you just a little bit of heaven that one day we'll all get to experience. Until next time, I pray God's favor surrounds everything you set out to do.
Put your hands on it. Yo! Put your hands on it. Yo! Somebody scream!
We serve a holy God.
serve an awesome God. My Savior, my Savior.
We serve a mighty God.
So we serve.
We serve a holy God.
We serve an awesome God.
We serve an awesome God.
My Savior,
my Savior,
my Savior. Sing it all over the world.
We serve hey. A mighty God.
Mm-hmm.
We serve a holy God.
We serve an awesome God. Everywhere I go, I'll tell you.